everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you on the sacrament of reconciliation. Now, there are seven sacraments in the Catholic Church, and these sacraments are truly where we know as a church community that Jesus is present. He's truly present in these seven traditions, seven things. And one of them is the sacrament of reconciliation. It used to be called confession because I'm confessing my sins. But I love way more than that description. A friend of mine in Canada calls it the grace of pardon. How beautiful. Because sacraments, and this sacrament especially, is where grace is given, the favor of God. God meets with us and loves us. Let me share with you a little bit more about it. Ruth Burrows, who is a Carmelite nun, who I've been reading a lot about, said, "If the heart of Christianity is the God who gives nothing less than God's own self, then the fundamental stance of a Christian must be to receive him. If God has given us himself, remember, he gave the Son of God to us, then our response needs to be open to receive. And this grace of pardon is restoring the relationship. We come to our God humble and we say, 'Sorry, Lord, forgive me.' And he comes and says, 'Yes, of course, and I'll give you extra grace and extra favor to continue on the journey to know me better, to love me better, to do the best that you can, because I'm with you.' He never leaves us alone. But we have to accept this to be loved. We have to allow God to love us. We have to let God be the doer, the giver, and we receive. So actually, in the sacrament of reconciliation, when we're trying to, reconciliation is to reconcile the relationship, to make it better, the way it should be again. It's us just coming before the Lord and saying, 'Well, this is me,' and him saying, 'Yes, I love you. Come on, let us walk together. Let me help you in your journey living in this world.' You know, we know the Father's heart because when Jesus was on the cross, he's beaten and tortured and whipped and dying. And he says, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' If Jesus can forgive us in that position that he was in, how much more can he forgive us when we come to him humbly and state what we've been doing wrong, what we've been saying wrong, how we've been acting, what our attitude has been, and we ask forgiveness? Now you could say, 'Well, why don't I just say sorry and do it myself?' And hopefully you do it privately. But this grace that is given to us, wouldn't you want that extra grace that is given to us in this sacrament? Would you not want to go somewhere where you know that Jesus is truly present there? I know he's present here and he's present in my life, but a special gift. But also, when we sin, when we choose wrong, we actually sin against all the church people, all the community, and we go in this sacrament and the priest represents Jesus, but also it represents the church community to say, 'We forgive you. Come back into the fold. Come back and let's journey together.' Jesus has given us this beautiful grace, a place to be forgiven, a grace to receive, and to get rest and help on our journey of life. You know, we often think we need to serve God harder, do better. And he does want us to have that attitude. But more than that, he wants us to just surrender to his love. surrender to Him, surrender to what He has for us, the best plan for our life forever that we could even imagine. It's way above what I could even think. That's what God has for me, thinks of me, has planned for me. You know, our natural inclination or our way is, I've got to earn God's favor or get into the kingdom somehow. But God doesn't say that. He thinks differently. Remember, it's an upside down kingdom. The first will be last and the last will be first. You know, the disciples were arguing about, so who's the greatest in the kingdom? And what does He say? He brings a little child and He says, and it's in Matthew 18, verses 1 to 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom He put among them and He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." In another translation, it says, "Unless you change and become like little children." Little children are totally dependent on their parents, on mum or dad or the caregiver they have. They need feeding, they need loving, they need looking after, they need their nappies changed. They need teaching how to talk, teaching how to walk, teaching how to crawl, teaching how to forgive. So you can say, "I'm sorry," but there's often, you know, you put in traditions in your own family of ways you're going to be. In our family, if someone, one child had, say, done wrong to another, they had to sit before each other and they had to say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me. I did because I was jealous. You had the pencil I wanted or whatever the problem was. Would you please forgive me?" And the other person who had been wronged had to say, "I forgive you." And then what happens is, the relationship is stored. We then say, no more grudges, no more holding, you know, against someone how you feel because they were terrible. Now, feelings can take a while to disappear. You could still be annoyed or angry that, you know, your sister took your best dress and, you know, destroyed it. But it is only a thing. God wants us to have the restored relationships, and very much with Him. Reconciliation, re means to turn back, to change, to become, to reconcile, to become once again in the relationship that you should be in, that is wholesome and good. You know, often people want to make themselves feel more important, but God says, no, be like the little children. Be dependent upon your God, your Father. So many people are afraid of this reconciliation, don't understand it, see it as of no consequence maybe. They've got negative experiences. But see it as a grace, a gift of pardon, where from the cross Jesus said, "Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They were hurting when they spoke like that. You know, they just need more love." God wants us to receive these special graces that He has in this sacrament. And if you don't know what to say, say to Father, "I don't know what to say, Father. I'm here because I have done wrong." And Pastor, the Father, will get you through what you need to say. Say it in your own words. God reads our hearts. And in this time of Lent, how awesome that we can maybe make this special time of going, of sharing with our God of how we're not doing okay. We're not doing well. I haven't done what I really desired to do. I'm not living the way I should. I'm not speaking the way I should. I don't have the right attitude of heart. Lord, you change me. Lord, you do it in me. Surrender. Surrender to the love that He has for you. So I encourage you, go when they suggest, or you don't know, you can look it up on the internet when reconciliation is on at different churches. Go make an appointment yourself to see the priest and ask him and share with him. Make the opportunity and receive the graces that God has just for you. Let us just pray that God gives us the courage to go if we're not sure. Gives us the words to say, or no words at all, it doesn't matter. Go and just share how you're going and receive the graces God has for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. O loving God, we praise you and adore you, and we thank you that you have this beautiful gift of grace of pardon available to all. Give us the courage and strength to be vulnerable and to share, but know that you, our loving Father, are there with open arms, and that you are ready to give us the gifts that we need to continue on this journey of life with you. We thank you in all that you do, and we ask all of this in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening today.